This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Uncertainty. That's what many of us cannot stand. We don't like uncertainty. We want to know that certain things are there. People call it change, but it's uncertainty. It's not just change. Because you can handle change. You could say, oh, well, instead of getting up at 4:30 in the morning, every morning I'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's change. Uncertainty is not what you don't like. You don't know, like, you know, it's kind of like in the military. They let you go to sleep. If you're trying out for special forces, they'll say, yeah, go ahead and go to sleep. And the next thing you know, pow, 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 they're shooting off, bombs are going off, and they're like, get up. And you've only been asleep for an hour. Then the next time you might sleep 3 hours. Then the next time they might even let you sleep 6, lull you into submission. Then the next time they wake you up within 5 minutes of when you think you're going to sleep, because they want you to know nothing's going to ever be the same. You don't know what you're going to face. You got to be prepared for anything and everything. That is uncertainty. And there are very few people who are capable of adjusting to uncertainty. You happen to be listening to one. My name's Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where you can find out more about me and the team. And let me tell you, going to military school, I learned about uncertainty. Oh, we had our routines. We did. But the military taught me you have to be able to adapt. No matter what the circumstances are, I tell my kids, I go, look, learn how to play a musical instrument, guitar, piano, learn how to bartend, and you can pretty much work anywhere in the world. Now, you might have to learn a language, but if you do those things, you can adapt to anything. It takes away a layer of uncertainty. Education takes away a layer of uncertainty. You might say, look, I don't know if I can do this or that, but if you're smart enough and you can go teach somewhere, you could go... Maybe you've got a skill. You're a carpenter or something. You can mitigate the level of uncertainty. That's what we talk about. When you talk about your children and who they date, there may be a guy, he's perfect, he's a good-looking guy, whatever, but he's uncertain. You don't know what he's going to do for your daughter or how she's going to treat your son. You'd rather him get somebody that you know that gives you a little bit more certainty. They can adapt to change. Their mate is going to evolve. Your mate evolved. You evolved. Come on, you bunch of evolvers. We all evolve. We change. But you know what we are? We're certain. The people who count on you can count on you. Your kids can count on you. Your family members can count on you. Your friends can count on you. Your business partners can count on you. There's a certainty that comes with your change. Change you can believe in. But they can't count on leftists. Leftists give you chaos and uncertainty amongst the change. It's one thing. People can accept change. I'm telling you we can. We hear this thing. The first thing people like is dislike is change. They don't like change. Change happens every day. You are so used to change, you don't even know how to describe it. Every moment of every day is different. Your life is changing all the time. You're getting older. You may be getting wiser. You may be getting stupider. If you're a leftist, you are. You're getting stupid. But you're changing. The temperature in the room is changing. As I speak, the temperature changes. The lights are flickering. They're giving off different levels of light all the time. You may not be able to see it. Some change is perceptible. Some change is imperceptible. But it's always changing. Your life is never the same. There's never been a Groundhog Day for you on the day you were born. None of it. Even with people with Alzheimer's, people that don't understand what's going on. Life is changing always. The earth is moving. The tides are moving. The jet stream is moving. All of it. Change. You are so adapted to change. Hey, Kevin, dude, that's not true. I don't like change. Yeah, you do. You like change. You embrace it. You understand it. My kid plays baseball every, it seems like a routine. Every weekend we're playing baseball. It doesn't seem to change. It does change. Every location is different. Every circumstance is different. His reaction with sometimes with the game is different than another game. He plays good. He doesn't play as good. Whatever. There's always change. You're dealing with it all the time. You are adapted. You are, God built you for change. He absolutely did. But what you don't like is uncertainty. You don't like when your dad is an alcoholic and you don't know what he's going to be like when he comes home. Your mom doesn't like it and you don't like it. Because that's uncertainty. The certainty is he'll come home. The no change is he'll come home. But what you don't know is what you're going to come, what he's going to come home like. And see, that's what Democrats deliver to you. They deliver a level of uncertainty that you can't count on. You don't know what this group of helter-skelter knuckleheads is going to do from moment to moment. And here's the bad part. In many instances, they plan it. They plot it. They are conniving to do things to you. They leak the materials. They leak the Roe v. Wade decision may not go their way so they can get their people ready for uncertainty. That's what they do. They then lie. They lie and tell you Trump people beat them up because they want you to have uncertainty. They don't want you to know the truth. They want you to always be guessing. Did it happen? I'm not sure. I kind of believe it could have happened. I don't know. Even when it's proven that there's no Russian collusion, what do? We're still not certain. You better beware. Oh, who knows? What do they think about Wu flu? Uncertainty. Well, even though nobody's dying, we don't have to report the numbers like we did under Trump. Nobody's dying from Wu flu. Take those pills. Get your boosters. Joe Biden got Wu flu the other day. He's the most vaccinated, boosted clown on the planet, and he got Wu flu. And they're still telling you, get the vaccine. It'll save your life. This super spreader went to Israel. He went to the Middle East. There's no telling how many Jews and Muslims he infected while he was over there. Mr. Vaccinated Super Spreader. But get that shot. Get the booster. Uncertainty, man. They thrive on it. Democrats love uncertainty. They love you not knowing which way to look because that means you're like totally in a panic. And under an uncertainty, you want some level of stability. And you know what the Democrats promise you? Government will give you that stability. We'll give it to you. Just take our shots. Buy into our propaganda. Listen to what we tell you. Do what we say, not what we do. Do what we say. We'll take that uncertainty away. Where's it worked? Where have they taken that uncertainty away where people are like, ooh, thank goodness we had government? We got a lot to talk about, folks, when we get back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Would you invest in leftism? Good question. Simple question. Consider all the things that leftists want to do, what they espouse to do. And ask yourself, would you spend a dime doing what they want you to do? Now, before you knee-jerk and go, no, Kevin, I wouldn't, let me tell you, they have things like reading is fundamental. They have early childhood development programs, things like this. That's where they want your money to go. And I think that you could make a reasonable argument that I do want early childhood development for some kids. I want the government to put money into these things. They've been doing it for decades. And what's been your return on investment? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find anything about me you want to find out about. And what you don't learn there, be sure to contact me. I'm happy to tell you. So, yeah, check out the show. Check out everything that we do. The Flick Fest, our movie site, our app is almost ready, the television app. But regardless of whether you like movies or not, whether you want to give young filmmakers a shot, conservative film is your bag, or you want to challenge Hollywood, I don't know what your deal is, but if whether you watch it or you don't, it's $5 a month. You'll be donating to the cause. And here's what I'll tell you. We will use that money to absolutely, positively make sure that the conservative voice is heard in Hollywood. We're going to give Hollywood something to think about. Let's give them something to talk about. I always love when I get to sing because my producers are like, oh, God, oh, Lord, please. Let's give them something to sing about. Yeah, so we're challenging Hollywood with this. Or maybe you like comedy. The Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is coming near you. We hope it is. We're going to present it to you. And right now we're talking with my buddies in Tampa to get it out there. Bob, I know you're listening. Kirk, I know you're listening. Stu, we've already talked. We're going to get it in St. Pete out there. And so if you already know about, you know, if you're wondering when are we going to be there, sometime in October. For you people listening in Sarasota, you people listening in Tampa, St. Pete area, we're going to have it there. I need you to start spreading the word. Well, I'm going to give you the website, everything. You'll be able to get there, but we're bringing it there. So we've got that going, if you like comedy. But here's the thing. If it isn't coming to you and you say, Kevin, I know what you're doing, man. You're spreading the First Amendment all around the country. You're doing it in a clever way, a comedic way. You're giving voice to us by way of comedy, making jokes about all this stuff that's going on in this crazy world. I want to support it. Go to the website. Give us a couple of shekels. That's right. And by the way, when you're there, here's what you're going to find out. You're going to find out how well represented you are. We're making the sequel to 2000 Mules, where the active title is Beyond the Mules. I have to pay to get this film from the people that have all the data, and we're promoting their book. Great group of folks, but I got to pay. So we got our first money for it, decent size amount of money to get going. Kenny and team are already working on it. That's in the works. By the way, we have another movie we're working on. Get this. A black dude who was into Shakespeare. And he so loved Shakespeare and he wanted to share it with the black community. Why? Because he said to me, Kevin, Shakespeare, the tragedies are the tragedies of the hood. And I was like, what? I learned enough about Shakespeare to be dangerous, brethren. So he goes, no, man, Shakespeare was a gangster. He was from the hood. It was back in his day, but he was talking about black issues. And he intrigued me. But this is what he did. He so loved the art, the dude became a bank robber to finance doing art in the black community. And he never got caught. You know how he got caught? Not on his own. He got caught when his gang of bank robbers continued robbing banks. They got caught, dropped dime on him, which is what we say in the vernacular. And so he goes to Club Fed, federal prison. You want to know who pardoned him? Donald Trump. You want to hear that story? You want to get that story told? That is one of the stories we are telling. This brother, because I told him, I said, man, what black dude do you know who loves Shakespeare? I mean, holy mother of Othello. I don't know one black dude that was like, Kevin, I can't wait to get home and read Taming of the Shrew. That's the worst category for me on Jeopardy. This brother was interested. So much so he was willing to rob banks to fund it. I think it's hysterical. And this is a brother who is like, man, I don't want to hear about the stereotypes in the black community. We can make people love. So you know what I really like about this story? Here's what gravitated. I mean, there's a lot that gravitated me to it. But what I really liked about this story is it breaks the mold. And it showed when he was telling me about, the play I just mentioned by Shakespeare. Not Othello. Anyway, one of the Shakespeare plays. He says, Kevin, here's why this play applies to the black community. And I was like, and he's explaining it. And I went, I never thought of it that way. I just didn't like all the words and stuff. He goes, no, man, when you understand Shakespeare, it is the black condition. And I was like, dude, maybe it is. Romeo and Juliet, you could easily make this into white guy, you know, dating a black girl, black boy dating a white girl, you know, and understanding that the families didn't want them together and things like this. Now, I'm just, that was one I made up, okay? But the point is, because I don't know Shakespeare well enough, but in my conversation with this guy, his name is Craig, he says, yeah, man, he goes, it was passion for me to do this. So much so, as I said, he was robbing people to do it. I mean, not people, but banks. So I thought to myself, what an interesting story. What an interesting guy. So if you want to see films like that made where, and you know, then one of the other things I'm going to say real quickly, what it showed me is this. There is a passion for this product, these products, these things that we think are not black. For example, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has got more black people playing golf in year one of his life, of his professional career, than everything that golf ever did. Why did he do it? Because here's this young black man who says, this is going to be my sport. I'm going to change the way you think about golf. Am I wrong when I tell you that Tiger Woods has revolutionized the way golf is thought of in the black community? When I was a kid growing up, you wouldn't dare to be, yeah, I think I'm going to grow up and be a golfer. That's a good way to get your butt kicked. In as much as, yeah, you know, when I grow up, I'd like to learn more about the bard Shakespeare and become a Shakespearean actor. Said no black guy ever. This is why these stories are so amazing, because as conservatives, when we tell these stories and we push this out and we condemn the education system that acts like they don't know how to teach. This black dude will do for Shakespeare what the brothers did for Hamilton with that play, which, by the way, isn't even pro-conservative. It isn't pro-founding fathers. This guy is pro-America, he's pro-Trump, needless to say, and he's a conservative, and he wants to get this story told, and my team wants to help him tell it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Fed's announced unemployment claims jumped to their highest level in 8 months as 251,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week that ended July 16th. The numbers released by the Labor Department shows the job market is beginning to cool. Several cities will start to see electric Amazon delivery vans out on the road. The e-commerce giant bought 100,000 electric trucks as part of a plan to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon says it expects to have thousands of EVs in more than 100 cities by the end of this year. Alaska Airlines is reporting a flight was delayed earlier this week after two pilots who were supposed to fly the aircraft couldn't get along. Flight AS-1080 from Washington to San Francisco was prepared to take off when it returned to the gate in Washington.
Hope I don't see you.
USA Radio News. General Charles Brown, Air Force Chief of Staff, has announced the United States and its allies are considering providing Ukraine with fighter jets, a decision that would sharply escalate the level of weaponry being sent to Kyiv. The U.S. General at the Aspen Security Forum said the jets could come from the United States or its allies. The Federal Communications Commission wants to help your phone.
The FCC is cracking down on spam auto warranty recalls. The commission is requiring telecom providers to block millions of illegal daily robocalls involving extended vehicle warranties. Scam warranty robocalls are the leading source of complaints from consumers. The FCC has identified 13 individuals and 6 companies behind most of the warranty robocalls. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you need a reason to take it easy today, it is National Hammock Day and National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was on a separate thread. Well, I was on the thread of would you invest in leftism earlier, and I got off on a thread of about Black Shakespeare and this film we're going to be making about that. But before that, we're going to be making Beyond the Mules, which I mentioned. Because, and here's what I guess my thing to you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network is that I want to address issues. I know there was cheating in the election. We have verified proof of that, so we want to share that with you. I know that the education system is broken, and the educators are no longer educating. They don't even want to find that thing that makes you want to learn. As I mentioned with Black Shakespeare, which is my working title for this film, is that this is a guy who said, I had a passion for Shakespeare. I never did, but nobody ever explained it to me the way he did. This guy is effectively becoming a teacher to the world of why blacks would be interested in this. Because left to our own devices, we would be, I can tell you what black people say. Why do you want me to listen to some old white poet from England? I don't need to be listening to him. No, they don't get it. But when somebody breaks it down for you, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize this. So these these parallels between what Shakespeare wrote and what is the black condition for him are things that are going to be eye-opening for everybody. It's going to transcend the conservative community and go over into the non-conservative community. And it's going to wake people up to ideas. By the way, there's a clip, and we're going to get this. Melissa sent it to me. There's a clip of these black women on, married to the doctors or new best housewives or whatever. It's one of those type of reality shows. And this very wealthy black lady's like, you know, my daughter, we were going to have a swim party, and my daughter was like, was lamenting like, oh, you know, my hair, when I go into the pool, because she had done her hair up. She says, when I go into the pool, mama, my hair is going to end up, you know, getting all jacked up because of the chlorine and all this. And my friend is going to laugh at me and all this because the little friends are a bunch of little white girls. And now understand, they've moved into this exclusive neighborhood, these black families, and they got to condition people as to the black, you know, how blacks behave and all this other stuff. So they've predetermined that these white girls are going to see her daughter
who got her hair all made up and have only seen her daughter when she is together. And they're going to be like, oh, look at you. What's wrong with your hair? And all this stuff. So this is the lady telling the story. And I'm going to play the clip of her. Not today, but I will another time because we don't have it, right? No, we don't have it. But I'm going to play this clip. And the gist of it is they're very concerned at what these white girls are going to think about her daughter's hair once she hits the pool. But the little girl wants to swim. It's a swim party at their big mansion. And then they want to show that off. But they got all these little white girls coming. And she's like, they may think of me differently. Oh my! And they're completely just, oh, my gosh, I don't know. What are you going to do? What should we do? But and the mother says, and I got to tell you, I had spent all this money getting my daughter's hair done. But I wanted my baby to have her party and all this. So she says, I told her, look, baby, you just get in that pool and you be who you are, la, 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 and don't worry about it. Because she wasn't concerned about just losing the friends for now, but what would they say down the road when they saw her hair? Now, the little girls come over, the black girl jumps in the pool, everything that was going to happen to her hair happened, and the little girls just kept playing. None of them said a word. None of them noticed. None of them cared. You know why? Their hair was different. If they'd had bouffant hairdos and jumped into the pool, what do you think would happen to white hair? It would fall down wet, and it would do what it does. And people would look at it, and it might look strange at first, but then they would keep playing and swimming and having a good time. And you know what the black lady said? This black, sophisticated, very well-heeled, you know, meaning she makes a lot of money, or her husband does. She said, you know what I figured out? We may be making too big of a deal about our issues as black people, and we may be the ones with the preconceived idea of what these people are going to be thinking about us. And I thought to myself, wow. Wow. That's the thing. That's what they needed to learn. See, I learned that at a very young age. Well, I ain't going to say that. I did learn that. I learned I don't give a crap. You can think about what you want to think. My white friends used to always, they'd feel my hair and go, oh, Kevin, that feels... I never took offense to it. Their hair, I was like, man, feel your hair. What is this? But it fit. It fit them. Mine fit me. If my hair was on there and their hair was on me, we'd be looking at each other like, what the heck? You know, can you just play it? Just have a thought exercise. Switch hair. Let white people have, you know, afros, black afros, and we have blonde hair and red hair and all that. What would we, who would be the freaks? All of us, maybe. Well, guess what? We're all freaks with the hair we have. We've just learned to adjust to it. But the first time a black person saw a white person, a white person saw a black person, they were like, what's with that freaky head of hair? That's what we all said. And we become desensitized to it. Anyway, let me go back to what I was talking about at the very beginning of this particular hour, which is uncertainty. Uncertainty is what leftism breeds. That woman was uncertain about what was going to happen. The change was coming. They knew the change was coming. The change was these white kids were coming over to swim at their pool. The change was her hair was, she was going to jump in the pool and her hair was going to change. What they were concerned about was the uncertainty. What's going to be the reaction? What's going to be the long-term fallout? Are my friends going to still be my friends? And blah, blah, blah. Is the mother going to have to console her daughter over her hair and get her into, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of therapy over what is a non-issue? What kids don't even spend 2 seconds. They would go like, oh, your hair. Look how cool it looked when it came up. They would probably say something like, look at how interesting that is to me, and move on. But it was the uncertainty. And I keep coming back to this. Democrats love this. Right now in California, they're talking about mask mandates are coming back. And here's what this story reads. Several colleges in California are bringing back indoor mask mandates as COVID cases rise in the state and in other areas around the country. University of California, Irvine started requiring employees and students to wear masks while indoors in campus structures on Monday, along with other schools in the state. The school announced the decision last week, stating that the COVID cases in the area had made Orange County transition into a live of high community transition, according to guidance from the CDC. So, now, here you are getting ready to go to college, and you're like, man, I ain't going to have to wear this stupid mask again. And they go, oh, the COVID cases have increased. See, the change you're used to, they already, you know, made you adapt to that. But now they want you uncertain. Is it going to be there this time? Is it not? I don't know. Is it not? So you're always jumping. And that's what they want. Leftists want you always going, I don't know. What are they going to do? I'm not sure. So everyone has to wear a mask while inside they report. Get this. Get this. You ready for this, folks? Even if they are vaccinated. You know what the exception is? When you're alone in an enclosed space. If you're alone in an open space, you got to have your mask on. There could be nobody else in there. So how would they know? Just out of curiosity. The directive stated that people don't have to wear a face mask if they are inside their, quote, living unit, showering, eating, or drinking. Because as we all know, COVID takes a break when you're eating or drinking, whether you're standing or laying down. If you're eating or drinking, COVID takes a break. But if you drink and you eat, you must quickly put the mask back on after you take the sip or the bite because COVID knows. UC Riverside also brought back its indoor mask mandates this summer for a specific amount of time, but the rules are no longer in effect. Neighboring UCLA temporarily brought back its indoor mask rule last month, then prolonged the rule. UCLA also has put into place daily symptom checking for students and employees, and people are also highly encouraged to test weekly for COVID-19. San Diego Unified also decided to reinstate its indoor mask mandates for school, for students and employees beginning this week. So you don't know where you are in California. I'm in LA. I'm in this district. I'm in that district. You don't know. You want to know why? Because they like the uncertainty. It's case by case, place by place. Now, let me tell you what would happen if California were run, say, like Ron DeSantis runs Florida. You could freely go places with the understanding that everything they told you from the WHO to the CDC to the National Institute of Health is all bogus and debunked. And the only thing you need to be concerned about as it pertains to COVID, the only thing you need to be concerned about is that vaccination. You get the vaccine, you're more likely to die or have complications to the way you live than if you don't. That's the truth. They don't want to tell you because they love you living in uncertainty.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from
My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Would you invest in leftism? That was my earlier question to begin the hour. would you start a business in California today? I'm talking brick and mortar business where you need foot traffic of people coming to your business to support it. Would you open a new restaurant? Would you open a barber shop? Would you open a dry cleaner? Would you open anything that requires foot traffic? Simple question. That's investing in leftism. And the reason why I say that is, if you're willing to roll the dice and say, they're not going to shut me down, I'm going to be okay, etc., good luck with that, because the thousands of businesses who close and will never reopen again because these people blew their fortunes, blew their savings, blew their dream money on the idea that they would have some level of certainty. They were okay with the change. The change was, I'm starting a business. I want you to think of the number of people, the entrepreneurs who got off their butts, went, you know, been saving money for decades. They said, you know what? It's my time. I'm going to go start this business. I'm going to go open this gelato shop. I'm going to open this bookstore. I'm going to open whatever. And I'm going to put it at risk because I love books or I love gelato. And I want to share my love, my passion with the world. And some bureaucrat using a scam, a scamdemic, said, okay, money gone, who cares? Oh, but Kevin, they gave them PPP. They gave them this or that. Let me tell you something. It wasn't enough. See, government is that gangster that doesn't care what you go through, it's still going to get its money. I told a story the other day. I said, when I was younger, had a business, God, oh man, has shined his grace on me in ways I can't even tell you. But I had a business, and I didn't think I could make payroll. I want you to understand the gut-wrenching feeling I had when I thought I was going to tell my employees, I can't pay you this week. Now, as it turned out, I go to the bank, and I had $10,000 extra dollars in the bank account that I hadn't counted on. My story about that is a God story if there ever was one. Because I knew what I had in the bank. There was $10,000. And I went to the bank. I said, you know what? Because I checked it online. He said, you have $333 in the bank. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the bank. I'm just going to withdraw my little $332. I'm going to put that in the hands of my employees and say, look, guys, this is it. I'm going to fall on the sword. Keep in mind, I hadn't had a paycheck in months, personally. I'm just working for my people. Anyway, I go to the bank, and I said, look, I already know what my balance is, but can you check the balance in this account? And she says, yes, sir, Mr. Jackson, it's $10,332. Come again? And she says, it's $10,000, whatever. And I said, okay. And I immediately went back and wrote the checks, gave my employees the checks, and said, hey, listen, I don't want to rush you guys, but why don't you get those cash right away? So I made it sound like, you know, there's no big, like I wanted them to get the money right away. I wanted to make sure that if they pull that money out, my employees already had theirs, and I would work it out with the bank. I'd rather work it out with the bank than I did my employees, because it would be their mistake. But you know what? They never came for that money. I don't know what happened, but here's what I can tell you as God is my witness. I did not have $10,332 in the bank. I had $332. And when I went to the bank, God had put $10,000 in there and didn't tell me. Said, it's okay. I got it. It's a rounding error for some rich white leftist who stole from somebody. Kev, you're going to get this money. True story. God is my witness. That happened. So God made an investment in me. He made an investment in righteousness and somebody he felt like would do the right thing. So I ask you again, would you invest in leftism? Would you invest in the LGBT agenda, for example? Would you invest in global climate change? Would you invest in what's going on with this there's all this stuff regarding Wu flu. Would you invest in these vaccines? Because I wouldn't give a nickel to something that's killing people. I wouldn't give a nickel to the propagandists who are telling people that this disease, this virus, is so deadly that you may not even know you have it. I'm not going to do it. See, I'm not going to invest in leftism. I'm not going to invest in the lies of CRT. I'm not going to invest in the lies that Hunter Biden is the smartest guy that Joe Biden knows. I'm not going to invest in the notion that Hunter Biden is a stand-up guy when I can't even turn on my computer without looking at his porn. I'm not going to invest in a guy who's been a pathological liar his entire career, and all he does is come on, when he opens his mouth, he showcases one of two things, if not both, that he's a pathological liar who suffers from dementia. That's what I'm not going to invest in. I'm not going to invest in people who demoralize, who separate and divide, who divide us along lines of color, who divide us along gender lines, who divide us on lines of sexuality, who divide us on lines of religion, who divide us on lines of politics. What happened to the days when we can invest in one another because we honestly thought, even though we may have multiple ways of coming at something, at the end of the day, we all want for the greater good. When did the greater good become the greater bad? Because that's what we are all investing in when we do it. We need to invest in the people who are putting the things out there that espouse the values of America, not what these leftists are telling you America represents. That's what we need to be doing. These people are ruthless in their pursuit of money and power. Ruthless. And I'm not going to help them. I'm going to do things that have meaning in this world, even if it means that I suffer a little. And speaking of suffering, whether you like it or not, you're investing in Joe Biden by way of his inflation numbers. The average family is investing around somewhere between $200 to $2,000 more a month in Joe Biden's insanity. That's what you're investing. You sending your kids to college? Have you looked at the nonsense that's going on around college campuses? You want one? I'll give you a story. College campuses have become essentially a place for criminals to go. This is from the Chicago Police Department. They are no longer permitted to pursue suspects who flee a scene on foot. Yeah. Not going onto a college campus. They can't flee them into a college campus. This new policy got announced last week. Lays out new directives for police to follow. This is from the New York Post. People may avoid contact with a member for many reasons other than involvement in criminal activity, the policy reads. Suspects who have or may commit a felony, Class A misdemeanor, or severe traffic offenses are exempt from the rule. The safety of our community members and our officers remain at the core of this new foot pursuit policy, said Superintendent David O. Brown. We collaborated internally with our officers and externally with our residents to develop a policy we all have a stake in. Chicago, home to over 20 colleges and universities within the city limits, raising red flags for campus security. They won't let these people come on campus. Yep. So I just want, I'm explaining to you the craziness of what happens in this country. City crime is through the roof. Many of these campuses, Wharton, for example, my oldest son went to Wharton. I dropped him off there and the first thing you see is like, Dad, this is like a war zone. I couldn't believe it. I thought Wharton was going to be sitting up on a hill with a big light shining on it. And the roads leading there would be paved with, you know, fake gold, but, you know, or red carpet or whatever. You hear Wharton, you hear this amazing school, and you go there, and you go, wow, this is underwhelming. It's one of the worst. When my son and I went there, a drunk dude was walking through the campus. I'm talking stumbling drunk. Bottle in hand, as we were going from his dorm room to the building where they had called a parent, you know, a meeting with, for all of us to kind of get the lay of the land. This drunk dude was stumbling through campus, and my kid wasn't scared because he knows how to fight, but he was like, he looked at me and I looked at him and I was like, wow, had no idea. Again, would you invest in leftism? Colleges and universities infiltrated with leftism. You are investing in it. Stop investing in it. Start looking for alternatives and ways to help our cause. Let's stop putting our money into lunacy. And I'm just giving you a few examples, folks. Let's be more certain about the outcome of the things that we want as conservatives.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.